And about 2 years after I was born, they added four more rooms and a hall upstairs and downstairs, two rooms upstairs and two rooms downstairs.
So the three rooms in the back were the original?
They were the original house.
And then the front, that was, let's see, that would have been about what time did they build that front part?
In 1896.
1896. Now this house is, you got, well, could you describe it a little bit?
Well, this house was built in 1894, the first part of it. At that time, I believe it had three rooms. And it has been added to once or twice since then. And it now has eight rooms.
Could you name the rooms?
We have three bedrooms, dining room, kitchen, family room, and living room.
Now, I suppose we can get started on some of these things. And some of them, as I say, might not think of the thing that I'm thinking of, but that's perfectly all right. We'll just, you know, go right on. And some of the questions are sort of, well, silly, you'll think, but that's all right, too. We'll just skip on around. These are things that would pertain to a house. The smoke goes up through the
chimney.
And the open place on the floor in front of the fireplace is called the
If I say good,
I'm used to talking to second graders. And I don't really mean it like that. In the fireplace, the things that you lay the wood across, what are they called?
Andirons is what we called them.
Have you ever heard of any other names for them?
Yes, fire dogs.
You've heard of that? I thought that was a South Georgia term. That's not.
Well, I've heard my daddy speak of them as
fire dogs. What would you call the place above the fireplace where you might put a picture or
a mantle?
A mantle. And have you ever heard any other words used to describe this?
I don't believe so.
Some of the words they list are mantle shelf and clock shelf. You never heard those? Just mantle. The big round piece of wood that with the bark on it that you burn in the fireplace, the biggest one, I guess. I'm not that familiar with it, but do you know what it would be called?
It was called the back log.
Right. I didn't know that. Yeah, I'm learning something. Back log is what's listed here.
By putting a back log in there, that would, you put the small wood in front and the back log would naturally, not wouldn't burn fast, and it threw the heat out in front.
And that's why you put it in
that's
the back.
That's why we use the big back log.
Oh, I'll be. I never knew that before. What would you call the kind of wood you use to start the fire?
Well, we called it light wood or kindling. It was gotten from pine logs or pine stumps.
Well, now, was there any difference between light wood or kindling?
No.
They was both the same.
Both the same.
What do you call the black stuff that, you know, forms in the...
We called it soot. Sometimes I hear it pronounced differently now.
Yeah, that's, I think I've heard two or three pronunciations of that. And what am I sitting in? Now we're changing the subject to another one. What are you sitting in there?
Chair.
What do you call the long piece of furniture right here?
Sofa.
And the piece of furniture in your bedroom that has drawers in it that you put your clothes in?
Well, either chest of drawers or dresser.
Have you ever heard any other words to describe it?
Yeah, we can call them bureaus.
Yeah. The room that you sleep in, well, we've already mentioned that when we're talking about the floor plan, but that's called the...
bedroom.
And the items around the room that you sit on or sleep on are called, you know, the sofa and the chair would be what you call it collectively?